Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Rain. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 34 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 33 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Snow. 34 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Snow. 33 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Snow, 33 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Snow, 34 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Snow, 33 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 33 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 34 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 33 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Snow, 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KD800Z testing.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Echo 8, November 2, Zulu.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Anywhere around the net, WZU. There's nothing heard. Greeting, this is WZU. With the U of M Sunday night, it's not the W Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this WZU on repeater. This night is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I'll take check-ins in the following order. I'll take check-ins first from short-time mobile and portable stations, then from echoing stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations which need check-ins to the U of M Sunday night? Please come out.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, mobile.
If you, why don't you go ahead and take a turn. No, kind of came right on today. No flurries first. It went right into something that was kind of sort of sticking. Anyhow, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Matt, WSAU. And the next, this is NASBD. I decided I wasn't going to stand outside in the cold. I was already shivering before I even got outside. So I'm sitting in the truck with the engine running here. But I'm still using a handheld, so hopefully I'm getting into the machine okay. This is NASBD, back to Matt.
Beautiful flying. Are there any other mobile portable or short-time stations? Are there any EchoLink stations for the U of M Sunday night? Please call that. Nothing heard. Any all stations at U of M Sunday night? Please call now.
Echo 8,
Oscar, Tio, Don. Echo 8, November 2, Zulu, Lorenzo.
I think it was KD8OAS itself, but I think he said John, and I think he heard it as a voice. Got ATATO, Don, and KDNKZ. Is there anyone else for the U of M Sunday night then? First station was KD8OAS. It was, go ahead, John, and you'll be followed by Theo.
Thanks, Matt, KD8OAS. Yeah, not much to report. As far as I know, everything's been fine up in the shack for the past couple of weeks. Still a lot of discussions going on about participating with the Artemis II project. I guess the 10-meter dish on DC ground is open to use. Some extent, I guess it's been dormant for 4 or 5 years, so hopefully the club can have some input in that and possibly use it to be part of the P project. So I think that's probably the latest. I see that to anybody else, KD8OAS.
Modulation was a little bit low. I didn't quite catch what was dormant. I think it was GG Brown. Is that the satellite system that's out there, or is it something else? Go ahead.
On top of GG Brown is that, I don't know if it's a 10-meter dish or something bigger that hasn't been used in quite a few years, so it may be available for our use in the Artemis 2 project. Still a lot of discussion going on, so it's in the very beginning of the discussion.
So that sounds interesting. Although it does sound a little bit more like a summer project, although these things always seem to get dragged out to the point that it's like just about to snow when we end up on a roof working on something. Let's see. Up next is ATHDO, and you'll be followed by NKZ. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ATHDO, Don. Let's see. Well, I finally am having a little more time to get on the radio, mostly doing FT8. Some nice openings over the weekend to Africa. Seeing, well, I don't know if they're openings, really, it's more rear stations in the Togo, Benin, Angola, Madagascar. Got a couple combination of place and band I've never worked before. We'll see if I can get them confirmed. I'll also thank you for the insight in my electric car charging. I've been trying to figure out, I've got this, I'm not doing fast charging, just a home charger, which you can set the charger to 6, 8, 10, or 12 amps. And I'm finding its efficiency as far as how much battery charge you get for each kilowatt hour you buy is about the same on 8, 10, and 12, but poorer on 6. So I was looking at how boost converters work. They're talking about continuous versus discontinuous conduction mode. So if you let the current in the inductor go to zero, you're in discontinuous mode, and that tends to be less efficient. My hunch is that to not exceed the input current they promise, they're doing that. So that's my guess. Pure speculation. I don't know the internals, but at least now there's a plausible explanation when I didn't have one. That's about it for me, ACATO.
Yeah, I didn't. I was only guessing slightly on the transformer efficiency. You dug into it way deeper than anything I do. But also, if you might want some help figuring out how to put in a higher current charger, I could probably help you with that too. Anyhow, at the bottom of the list is KNKZ. This is WSAU with the Drew Lemon.
Sir, this is Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo Zulu. Yeah, I was just waiting for a second. I'm not sure what that was. The repeater just, got transmitting or something. I was waiting for it to drop. My bad. Not a whole lot of traffic to report over from this end, other than, it's going to be back on the air. I haven't been on the air in a couple of years now and stuff. But I, recently, over last week, set out and got, new to me, but used FTM 7250D, and I've been playing around with it. Really like it. Went downstairs and cleaned up my little spot where I used to have my radio at, and I still have my antenna and the coax ran down here. Just didn't have a radio, so I got all that hooked up and cleaned out and stuff and turned my power supply on, and it's been good to be back. I've been, this is my first digital radio, so just trying to figure out how to make that work. Also trying to stay warm and stuff. I had a couple of things to do over the weekend. I just had to winterize my hot rod and stuff, so I did that today. That's about it from this end. No further traffic to report. Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo Zulu, back to WSU.
Glad to hear you're back. Yeah, we're here, I think, every Sunday night. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I think the last time the power went out, it did not really mothball the generator after the power came back on. So I probably should have done that about 2 or 3 years ago. I did just bring the gas out of it, so it doesn't have that problem, but I sure grow up the cylinder, which probably won't affect anything, but I really it gives it down. I think that also gave me the pulling from the belt for it, so it's not terrible, but it's probably something that I should have done a couple of years ago that I've not done yet. Let's see, where's the bottom of the list? This is WSAU with a year on Sunday night. Are there any additional stations we can be checking in? Please call now. I think I'm going to go back to working on making pies, since I usually end up making about three of them for Thanksgiving for like three people just so I have the leftovers. So maybe I'll just make the leftovers before Thanksgiving to begin with, and we won't end up with like more desserts than people. Anyhow, this is WSAU bringing the Arrow Sister. U of M Sunday night and attention was closed. Thanks to everyone who checked in. Thanks to the U of M Amateur Radio Club for their use of the queue. It looks like we had a time of, we started a minute after, so it looks like we had a time of 14 steps, 12 minutes, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 check-ins. This is WSAU. I'm curious why they are here.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees.